This week marks 50 years since the Six-Day War that saw Israel take control of the remaining Palestinian territories. 50 years on, and there's been no resolution between the two sides. Dr. Matt Hardy is a senior lecturer in Middle East Studies at Deakin University. I asked him how the effects of the 1967 war are still being felt in the region.
The major legacy of the 1967 war is the fact that Israel gained possession of what we today would call the Palestinian territories, and predominantly that is the area that we know as the West Bank. The war was very significant because it changed the map of the Middle East, because territory that had been controlled by Jordan now became controlled by Israel. In the calls for Palestinian statehood, we hear about the pre-67 borders, and that is the shape that Israel was prior to this Six-Day War when such massive territorial conquests were made. So for Palestinians, going back to the 67 borders is a key negotiating position, because it means a complete Israeli evacuation of those territories that the Palestinians claim. The 1967 war is incredibly significant to Israelis because it's the first time in 1900 years that Jews have control of Jerusalem, which they consider their eternal capital. They'd been expelled from Jerusalem by the Romans in the first century AD. 1900 years later, they come back and they capture that city. And that's an incredibly significant moment for Jewish people all around the world.
So how are these Israeli-occupied areas recognised by other countries around the world?
The recognition of Israel's occupation of those areas and the legal status of it is open to great dispute around the world. Countries such as Australia or America have one view of Israel's legitimacy in that area. Of course, Arab countries will have a totally different view. So it very much depends. If you go down the list of all the countries in the world, you'll find different opinions right across the globe.
It's been 50 years since the Six-Day War. The situation hasn't seemed to get any clearer. What role do Western nations play in the conflict?
Western nations over the decades have generally been sympathetic towards Israel, but at the same time urged a negotiated settlement leading towards Palestinian statehood. For countries like the United States, they've been very unwavering in their support for Israel. Countries in Europe in the last decade or so have been less supportive of Israel and more pro-Palestinian in their approach. We had things like the Oslo Accords in the 90s, which were intended to be a roadmap towards Palestinian statehood. And those Oslo Accords so far haven't really progressed very far at all.
What's the Australian perspective?
Australia has been quite supportive of Israel over the years. You'd probably define the Australian position as pro-Israeli. Nevertheless, Australia still urges towards a negotiated settlement between the two sides, leading towards sort of some implementation of Palestinian statehood. Exactly where the borders of that would be and where the lines would run is the thing that's open to dispute.
So is there a diplomatic solution at all? Can you see it happening?
Most analysts would tend to agree that over the last sort of 15 or 20 years, the chance of an equitable diplomatic settlement has receded further and further into the distance. Partially that's because of Palestinian militancy, and particularly through Hamas, and partially that's through Israeli intransigency in terms of settlements, borders and security.
What do you see happening next? Is it likely that Israel will end their occupation?
I can't see in the next generation any significant steps towards Palestinian statehood occurring. I think that Israel will continue to increase its control over these territories, and that will be done under the blanket of security. But the settlement building that's gradually sort of eating into the viability and the territorial contiguity of any future Palestinian state is a major problem.
Dr. Matt Hardy, Senior Lecturer in Middle East Studies at Deakin University.